Round and round and round and round the turntable goes, and on comes a tune that you feel in your toes. On and on and on and on the disc jockey plays.
Hello again, this is Chuck Shaden. Welcome to our Memory Lane podcast for March 2018, presented by SpeakingOfRadio.com. This time we're dancing with the stars, the musical stars, that is, the stars who brightened our lives during the middle of the 20th century, with songs for and about dancing and dances. Helping us dance their way into our hearts will be Patti Page, Fred Astaire, Perry Como, Julie Andrews, Danny Kaye, and others, along with the music of Russ Morgan, Tommy and Jimmy Dorsey, Paul Whiteman, Abe Lyman, and Vaughn Monroe. So let's push the furniture to the side, roll up the carpet, and get started with, what else? Some dancing lessons.
Have you ever been embarrassed when you're in a smart cafe and they play a Cuban tempo? Is your dancing quite passé? There's a studio on Main Street over Tony's clothing store where a very small investment pays you dividends galore. Six lessons from Madame Lazanga. You'll do the rumba and the new la conga. Six lessons in Madame's cabana, and you will imagine you're down in Havana. Her four Latin daughters will help you to start while finding the rhythm. You might lose your heart. Six lessons from Madame Lazanga, and you'll develop your hips and your knees. And say, by the way, if you're short, it's okay if Madame likes you. The lessons are free. Rosita gives you lesson one, Chiquita gives you lesson two, Madam gives you all the rest, and her lessons are the best. The Madam shows you how to walk, the Madam marks it with her chalk. When the Madam starts to squawk, it's her Cuban double talk. Six lessons from Madame Lazanga, and you'll develop your hips and your knees. And say, by the way, if you're short, it's okay if Madame likes you. The lessons are free.
If Madam Likes You, the lessons are free. Helen O'Connell with Jimmy Dorsey and the orchestra in 1940. It inspired a movie and became the title song from the long-forgotten 1941 film Six Lessons from Madame Lazanga, starring Lupe Velez and Leon Errol, with William Frawley and Shemp Howard in the cast. How about another dancing lesson? Something slower, you say? Something cool before cool was even used to describe something cool? How about this?
Oh, you dumb.
Bye.
First you put your tunies close up tight. You swing 'em to the left and then you swing 'em to the right. step around the floor, kind of nice and light, and then you twist around, with all of your might. Spread your loving arms way out in space. You do the eagle rock with such style and grace. You put your left foot out and then you bring it back. That's what I call ballin' the jack.
Oh, don't do me that way. Listen to that man go, he's crazy. I swear he's crazy. Oh, Dimba. Now follow me closely, real close on this one, and do me after me.
First you put your two knees close up tight. Real close, swinging to the left and then you swinging to the right.
Oh, you're delicious.
Step around the floor, kinda nice and light, and then you twist around, with all of your might. Spread your loving arms way out in space. You do the eagle rock with such style and grace. You put your left foot out and then you bring it back. That's what I call Ballin' the Jack.
Danny Kaye with Ballin' the Jack, which became a good hit for him, especially after he sang it in the 1951 film On the Riviera. The song was written in 1913 by Jim Burris and Chris Smith, describing some of the dancers' moves at the Savoy Ballroom on Lenox Avenue in Harlem on the Isle of Manhattan in New York City. It first became popular when it was featured in the Ziegfeld Follies of 1913. What does Ballin' the Jack mean? Well, about the same time the song was written, the expression Ballin' the Jack was used by railroad workers to mean going at full speed. Which came first? Who knows? Danny Kaye's version was certainly not full speed, but there is a speedier vaudeville-type version sung by Judy Garland and Gene Kelly in the 1942 film For Me and My Gal. You can see Judy and Gene perform that number when you visit our podcast page at speakingofradio.com. Now, let's change partners and dance to a waltz.
I was dancing with my darling to the Tennessee waltz when an old friend I happened to see. I introduced her to my loved one, and while they were dancing, my friend stole my sweetheart from me. I remember the night and the Tennessee waltz. Now I know just how much I have lost. Yes, I lost my little darling the night they were playing the beautiful Tennessee. Introduced her to my loved one,
And while they were dancing, my friend stole my sweetheart from me. I remember the night and the Tennessee walls. Now I know just how much I have lost. Yes, I lost my little darling the night they were playing the beautiful Tennessee Waltz.
Patti Page with the Tennessee Waltz, her biggest hit ever. It was written in 1946 by Pee Wee King and Red Stewart, and the record became a country western hit when it was released on RCA Victor in 1948 by King's Golden West Cowboys. Patti Page liked the song and recorded it in 1950 for Mercury Records. It immediately rose to the top of the pop music charts and was subsequently covered by Les Paul and Mary Ford, Joe Stafford, the Fontaine Sisters, Guy Lombardo, and others. The Tennessee Waltz became the official song of the state of Tennessee in 1965. The waltz was a music style that was always in favor, especially as time went on. By the time 1956 rolled around, well, the waltz was again on a roll, a rock and roll.
One night I was late, came home from a date, slipped out of my shoes at the door. Then from the front room, I heard a jump tune. I looked in, and here's what I saw. There was a wonderful scene. Mom was dancing with Dad to my record machine. And while they danced, only one thing was wrong. They were trying to waltz to a rock and roll song. A one, two, and then rock. One, two, and then roll. They did the rock and roll waltz. Rock, two, three, roll, two, three. It looks so cute to me. I love the rock and roll waltz. One, two, and then rock. One, two, and then roll. One, two, and then jump. It's good for your soul. It's old, but it's new. Let's do the rock and roll waltz. There in the night was a wonderful scene. Mom was dancing with Dad to my record machine. And while they danced, only one thing was wrong. They were trying to waltz to a rock and roll song. One, two, and then rock.
Bridging the musical generation gap with K-Star's Rock and Roll Waltz, written by Shorty Allen and Roy Alfred in 1955. It was an early hit for K-Star after switching from Capitol to RCA Victor. I'm Chuck Shaden, and we're dancing with the stars this time on our Memory Lane podcast from speakingofradio.com.
I met somebody who was mighty sweet, mighty fair to see. I asked her, would she like to have a talk, make some talk. All the fellas standing on the walk, wishing they were me. Mama, mama, let me dress up tonight, dress up tonight, dress up tonight. I've got a secret, gonna fess up tonight, gonna dance by the light of the moon. Gonna dance with the dolly with the hole in her stocking, while her knees keep a knocking and her toes keep a rocking. Dance with the dolly with the hole in her stocking, dance by the light of the moon. Gonna dance by the light of the moon. Gonna dance by the light of the moon. By the light of the moon. The cat out tonight, cat out tonight, cat out tonight. Worked all day, I'm gonna scat out tonight, and I won't be home until dawn. Gonna dance with the dolly with the hole in her stocking, while her knees keep a knocking and her toes keep a rocking. Dance with the dolly with the hole in her stocking, dance by the light of the moon. Gonna dance by the light of the moon. Gonna dance by the light of the moon.
Russ Morgan and his orchestra, with the vocal by Al Jennings in their 1944 recording of Dance with the Dolly with the Hole in Her Stocking. It took three men to write that song, Terry Shand, Jimmy Eaton, and Mickey Leader. It was a fairly popular song during the World War II years, and presumably the dolly he wanted to dance with was a victim of the nylon stocking shortage. That's why, presumably, she had to dance with a hole in her stocking. The roots of that tune go back some 150 years to 1844. It was a traditional American song sung in minstrel shows and was known as Buffalo Gals. Ever hear of that? Buffalo Gal, won't you come out tonight, come out tonight, come out tonight, and dance by the light of the moon. Now, where have you heard that? I'll tell you. In the movie It's a Wonderful Life. It was kind of sung by Jimmy Stewart and Donna Reed as George Bailey and Mary Hatch as they were coming home from the high school dance at the gym in the late 1930s. Ah, yes, now you remember. A song and a dance by the light of the moon. Now, if George and Mary had been at a school dance in 1949, they might have been wearing saddle shoes or white bucks and do these intricate steps.
lights are down low. Grab your baby then go. Do the hucklebuck, do the hucklebuck. If you don't know how to do it, boy, you out of luck. Push your partner out, then you hunch your back. Start a little movement on your sacroiliac. Wiggle like a snake, waddle like a duck. That's the way you do it when you do the hucklebuck.
Did you ever do the Hucklebuck? That was Swing Music to Dance By back in the late 40s. Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra with Charlie Shavers on the vocal. It started out strictly as an instrumental written by Andy Gibson, and the lyrics were later added by Roy Alfred, who, a number of years later, wrote the words for the Rock and Roll Waltz, which we heard a few minutes ago. Actually, the Hucklebuck was an early entry in the developing rock music scene, and was first popularized by Paul Williams and his Hucklebuckers in 1949. It was also recorded by Lucky Millinder, Lionel Hampton, Louis Armstrong, Chubby Checker, Bo Diddley, and Frank Sinatra. Yes, Frank Sinatra. To see an incredible demonstration of the Hucklebuck, how about taking a look at Ed Norton teaching the dance to Ralph Kramden in a clip from a Honeymooners TV program. It's on our podcast page at speakingofradio.com. Or if you're getting a little tired of dancing, how about sitting out the next number while we watch a professional at work?
Dance, ballerina, dance, and do your pirouette in rhythm with your aching heart. Dance, ballerina, dance, you mustn't once forget a dancer has to dance the part. Whirl, ballerina, whirl, and just ignore the chair that's empty in the second row. This is your moment, girl, although he's not out there applauding as you steal the show. Once you said his love must wait its turn, you wanted fame instead. I guess that's your concern. We live and learn, and love is gone, ballerina, gone. So on with your career. Can't afford a backward glance. Dance on and on and on. A thousand people here have come to see the show as round and round you go. So ballerina, dance. Dance, dance. love must wait its turn. You wanted fame instead. I guess that's your concern. We live and learn, and love is gone, ballerina gone. So on with your career, you can't afford a backward glance. Dance on and on and on. A thousand people here have come to see the show as round and round you go. So ballerina, dance, 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 dance.
Dance, Ballerina, Dance, a big hit for Vaughn Monroe in 1947, written by Sidney Keith Russell and Carl Sigman. It was on the hit parade for 17 weeks in 1947, and 1948, and it held the number one position for five of those weeks. The ballerina was doing her pirouette with her aching heart, while Buddy Clark, Nat King Cole, and Bing Crosby also had hit recordings. A short while ago, we mentioned George Bailey and Mary Hatch. They had rekindled their friendship at a dance in the Bedford Falls High School gym, remember? There was a Charleston dance contest, and George and Mary were dancing up a storm and not paying attention to the fact that the gymnasium floor, built over the school's swimming pool, was slowly opening to reveal that pool. Oblivious to anyone and anything else, they became dangerously close to the opening in the floor, 'cause they were doing the Charleston. Big Roaring Twenties dance, the Charleston, performed by Paul Whiteman and the orchestra in a recording from 1925. It was written by James P. Johnson for the Broadway show Running Wild, which lighted up the Great White Way in 1923 and 24. Visit our podcast page at speakingofradio.com to see that high school dance scene from It's a Wonderful Life with Jimmy Stewart and Donna Reed. It's a wonderful treat. The Charleston has often been used in Hollywood musicals and Broadway shows dozens of times, mostly to emphasize or denote the era of the 20s. Ginger Rogers danced the Charleston in the 1942 film Roxy Hart, and Doris Day and Gordon McRae performed it in the movie Tea for Two, released in 1950. If you're still wearing your short flapper dress with a long string of beads or your pinstripe suit with suspenders and a bow tie, leave your raccoon coat in the flivver. Come on, down on your heels, up on your toes for another favorite from the jazz age. We're going to Tate College, just like June Allison and Peter Lawford did in that 1947 film Good News, to do De Silva, Brown & Henderson's Varsity Drag with Abe Lyman's California Orchestra. Phil Neely vocalizes in a recording from 1928.
Here is the drag, see how it goes. Down on the heel, up on the toes. That's the way to do the varsity drag. It's harder than hop, newer than new, meaner than me, truer than blue. Gets as much applause as waving a flag. Say you can pass many a class, whether you're dumb or wise. If you all answer the call, when your professor cries, everybody down on the hill, up on the coast, stay after school, learn how it goes. That's the way to do the varsity drag.
We're going to take a short pause for podcast identification. I'm Chuck Shaden, and we're dancing with the stars of the 20th century today on our Memory Lane podcast from speakingofradio.com.
This is the Hall Closet Radio Service.
Speakingofradio.com is where you'll find hundreds of interviews with the stars of radio's golden age, an ever-growing archive of complete broadcasts from 39 years worth of Those Were the Days programming. Vintage radio shows, nostalgic video clips, and much more, including past editions of our podcast. And it's where you can join our Memory Lane Facebook group about all things nostalgia. No politics, no profanity, no gripes, no whining, just plain nostalgia. You're invited to sign up. Check it out at speakingofradio.com, where there's also no charge for browsing. Okay, now let's get on with the dance. What? You can't dance? Oh, sure you can. Take it from someone who learned how. Helen O'Connell.
And one and two and two and one and... Oh, shucks, I can't dance. Life was so peaceful at the laundry. Life was so calm and serene. Life was très gay till that unlucky day I happened to read that magazine. Why did I read that advertisement? Where it says, since I rumba, Jim thinks I'm sublime. Why, oh, why did I ever try when I didn't have the talent? I didn't have the money, and teacher did not have the time. Boy! Arthur Murray taught me dancing in a hurry. I had a week to spare. He showed me the groundwork, the walking around work, and told me to take it from there. Arthur Murray then advised me not to worry. It would come out all right. To my way of thinking, my dance is stinking. I don't know my left from my right. The people around me can all sing a one and a two and a three, but any resemblance to waltzing is just coincidental with me, 'cause Arthur Murray taught me dancing in a hurry. And so I take a chance. To me it resembles the 9-day trembles, but he guarantees it's a dance. Two-step. My rumba makes people turn pale. My conga goes into a goose step. Till the FBI is dogging my trail. 'Cause Arthur Murray taught me dancing in a hurry. Maybe the stars were wrong. If I ain't a menace to Ruth St. Denis, I'll do until one comes along. Turkey trot, orgavotte, don't know which, don't know what, jitterbug, bunny hug, long as you cut a rug, walk the dog, do the clog, Lindy hop to your drop, ball the jack, back to back, cheek to cheek to your wheat. You've heard of Pavlova, well Jack, move over, make way for the queen of the day.
Helen O'Connell, now she's the queen of the dance because Arthur Murray taught her dancing in a hurry. The song was written by Johnny Mercer and Victor Schertzinger. It became a top record seller when she sang it with the Jimmy Dorsey Orchestra, and as they performed it in the 1942 Paramount film The Fleet's Inn, a wartime musical which starred Dorothy L'Amour, William Holden, Eddie Bracken, and Betty Hutton. But who was Arthur Murray? Well, it may be obvious that he taught dancing, but how did that come about? In 1910, as a tall, shy, teenage young man, he was self-conscious about his lanky appearance. A pal of his taught him a few dance steps which he hoped would make him popular with the girls. He caught on quickly, practiced at weddings and other social events in his neighborhood on the Lower East Side of Manhattan, and he was able to learn more by taking lessons from the popular dance team of Vernon and Irene Castle, and eventually went to work for them as a dance instructor. After many years of dancing and teaching, which incidentally helped him meet many girls, he met the right one, Catherine Kornfelder, and they were married in 1925. Soon Arthur Murray was teaching dance steps by way of a mail-order business for which he drew outlines of footprints and provided diagrams for their use. Prospective dancers placed cutouts of those footprints on the floor and followed his instructions to learn to dance. By 1938, he began opening Arthur Murray Dance Studios and had franchises in cities across America. His advertising slogan was, "If you can walk, we can teach you how to dance," and he guaranteed that his students could dance in 10 lessons. In 1950, for 10 years, he went on television with the Arthur Murray Dance Party, a musical variety program with celebrity guest stars and plenty of ballroom dancing on display every week. The show was hosted by his wife, Catherine, a charming mistress of ceremonies. You can see a 1954 episode of the Arthur Murray Dance Party with Catherine, Arthur, and guest singer Johnny Ray when you visit the podcast page at speakingofradio.com. Arthur and Catherine retired in 1964, but their dance studios continue. Their studios are still in operation around the country and across the world, and presumably are teaching pupils to dance everything from the two-step to the waltz to the karaoke.
Have you seen the karaoke? It's not a foxtrot or a polka. It has a little bit of new rhythm, a blue rhythm that sighs. It has a meter that is tricky, a bit of wicked wacky wicky. But when you dance it with a new love, there'll be true love in her eyes. You dream of the new karaoke. It's the
when music and lights are gone and we're saying goodbye.
Two heads together, they say, are better than one. Two heads together, that's how the dance has begun. Two arms around you, and lips to say, I am yours and you are mine.
Mine, while the karaoke carries you away. Mine, while we karaoke till the break of day, and you are mine. The karaoke dance, you'll never get the chance. Blue hula, the bomb bomb hula through. Tomorrow you'll discover a karaoke lover. New love, there'll be true love just for you. You'll dream of the new karaoke. Its theme is a kiss and a sigh. You'll dream of the new karaoke. When music and lights are gone and we're saying goodbye.
The Andrews Sisters singing the Carioca, a dance number that's a mixture of samba, rumba, and foxtrot, written by Vincent Humans with lyrics by Edward Elescu and Gus Kahn in 1933 for the RKO film Flying Down to Rio. Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers danced to this in a great production number in the movie, but they didn't sing it. It was, however, their first screen dance together. Fred and Ginger and Company danced the karaoke in a clip from Flying Down to Rio on our podcast page at speakingofradio.com. I tried to get a recording of Fred singing it for us now, but he said,
I won't dance, don't ask me. I won't dance, don't ask me. I won't dance, madam, with you. My heart won't let my feet do things they should do. Say, you know what? You're lovely. You know what? You're lovely. But oh, what you do to me. I'm like an ocean wave that's bumped on the shore. I feel so absolutely stumped on the floor. When you dance, you're charming and you're gentle, especially when you do the continental. But this feeling isn't purely mental. For heaven rest us, I'm not asbestos. And that's why I won't dance. Why should I? I won't dance. How could I? I won't dance. Merci beaucoup. I know that music leads the way to romance. So if I hold you in my arms, I won't dance. Thank you. you dance, you're charming and you're gentle, especially when you do that continental. But this feeling isn't purely mental, for heaven rest us, I'm not asbestos, and that's why I won't dance. Why should I? I won't dance. How could I? I won't dance. Merci beaucoup. I know that music leads the way to romance. So if I hold you in my arms, I won't dance.
Fred Astaire from the 1935 film Roberta, with music by Jerome Kern, Dorothy Fields, and Jimmy McHugh. Ha! The only real dancer featured on our program today, and he won't dance. Well, the rest of us can. Maybe you're in the mood for a mambo.
A girl went back to Napoli because she missed the scenery, the native dances and the charming songs. But wait a minute, something's wrong. Hey mambo, mambo Italiano. Hey mambo, mambo Italiano. Go, go, go. You mixed up Siciliano. All you Calabrese do the mambo like a crazy with a hey mambo. Don't want a tarantella. Hey mambo. No more the mozzarella. Hey mambo, mambo Italiano. Try an enchilada with the fish baccalà. And hey gumba, I love how you dance a rumba. But take some of advice, paisano. Learn how to mambo. If you're gonna be a square, you ain't gonna go nowhere. Hey mambo, mambo Italiano. Hey mambo, mambo Italiano. Go, go, Joe. Shake like a Giovanni. Hey, look, as a DJ, you get a happy in the feet. So when you mambo Italiano. Shake a baby, shake a cause I love her when you take a me. Mama say stop or I'm gonna tell Papa and I hate your drool. You don't have to go to school. Just make a way to beat a bambino. It's like a vino. Kid, you're good at looking, but you don't know it's cooking till you. Hey mambo, mambo Italiano. Hey mambo, mambo Italiano. Oh, oh, oh. You mixed up Siciliana, it's so delicious. Everybody come capisce how to mambo Italiano. That's nice.
Rosemary Clooney doing the Mambo Italiano in 1954 on Columbia Records. A novelty song written by Bob Merrill under pressure of a deadline. He wrote it on a paper napkin in an Italian restaurant in New York, then used a payphone on the wall of the eatery to dictate the melody, the rhythm, and the lyrics to a studio pianist who worked for Mitch Miller at Columbia. Miller decided the song was perfect for Rosemary Clooney, who had scored big with a couple of other Italian novelties, Come Out of My House in 1951 and Baccia Me in 1952. I'm Chuck Shaden, and we're dancing with the stars from not so long ago today on our Memory Lane podcast from speakingofradio.com. We just heard a mambo with Rosie. How about another, this time with Perry?
Papa loves mambo. Mama loves mambo. Look at him sway with it, getting so gay with it, shouting ole with it, wow. Papa loves mambo.
Papa loves mambo.
Mama loves mambo.
Mama loves mambo.
Papa does great with it, swings like a gate with it, he loses weight with it, now he goes to, she goes fro. He goes fast, she goes slow. He goes left, she goes right.
Papa's looking for Mama, but Mama is nowhere in sight.
Papa loves Mambo, Mama loves Mambo. Having a fling again, younger than spring again, feeling that zing again, wow. Papa loves Mambo,
Papa loves Mambo,
Mama loves Mambo,
Mama loves Mambo.
Don't play the rumba, don't play the samba, 'cause Papa loves Mambo tonight.
Papa loves Mambo, Mama loves Mambo.
He goes to, she goes fro. He goes fast, she goes slow. He goes left, she goes right.
Papa's looking for Mama, but Mama is nowhere in sight.
Papa loves Mambo,
Papa loves Mambo,
Mama loves Mambo,
Mama loves Mambo.
Having a fling again, younger than spring again, feeling that zing again.
Papa loves Mambo,
Mambo, Papa,
Mama loves Mambo,
Mambo, Mama.
Don't play the rumba and don't play the samba,
'cause Papa
loves the Mambo tonight.
Perry Como with Papa Loves Mambo, recorded for RCA Victor in 1954. Another take on the Mambo craze of the mid-50s. It took three songwriters to come up with the music and lyrics, Al Hoffman, Dick Manning, and Bix Reichner. Perry sang it with the usual great backing of Mitchell Ayers and his orchestra, and it was another big hit for Como the Hitmaker. Others who successfully recorded the pop tune were Dean Martin, Nat King Cole, and Johnny Ray. For you film buffs out there in podcast land, Papa Loves Mambo was played in the 1989 film Back to the Future Part 2 when Biff is driving his car to the Enchantment Under the Sea dance. And please don't ask me how I know that. One of the most famous songs about dancing owes a debt of gratitude to playwright George Bernard Shaw. It was his story Pygmalion that morphed into a big Broadway musical by Alan J. Lerner and Frederick Lowe. My Fair Lady opened on March 13, 1956, and starred Rex Harrison as Professor Henry Higgins and Julie Andrews as Liza Doolittle. Julie sang one of the show's most solid hits.
Bed, bed, I couldn't go to bed. My head's too light to try to set it down. Sleep, sleep, I couldn't sleep tonight. Not for all the jewels in the I could have danced all night, I could have danced all night, and still have begged for more. I could have spread my wings and done a thousand things I've never done before. I'll never know what made it so exciting. At once my heart took flight. I only know when he began to dance with me, I could have danced, danced, danced all night.
It's after three now, don't you agree now? She ought to be in bed.
I could have danced.
You're tired out.
Once my heart to flight,
From the original cast recording of My Fair Lady in 1956. The show ran for more than 6 years, 2,700 performances, and finally completed its initial run in September of 1962. The movie version was released in 1964 and was also a smash hit. Julie's role as Liza Doolittle was played on the screen by Audrey Hepburn, who did a superb job even though her vocals were dubbed by Marnie Nixon. I have something unusual for you to see. It's an outtake from the film version of My Fair Lady with Audrey Hepburn singing in her own voice on an unused vocal track. It's charming, but when you hear her sing, you'll know why they ultimately used Marnie Nixon. Next, where do you think the most people do their dancing today?
I'll dance at your wedding. I'll dance at your wedding. I'll dance at your wedding. I'll have a wonderful time. I'll drink to your father. I'll drink to your mother. Then I'll have another for auld lang syne. I'll kiss all the ladies, the young and old, and then I'll have myself another drink. And I'll kiss them all again. I'll dance at your wedding. I won't miss that wedding. I'll dance at your wedding. Am I gonna shine at your wedding and mine?
Buddy Clark singing and dancing at a wedding he'll never forget. His own. He first recorded that song in 1948, written a year earlier by Herb Madigan and Ben Oakland, while he was with Ray Noble and the orchestra. The version we heard was from Buddy's Carnation Contented Hour radio show with Ted Dale in the orchestra. Buddy was the star of that program from 1946 until his untimely death in a plane crash in 1949. Well, we've heard all kinds of music and dances today, and here's another number that absolutely requires a couple on the dance floor.
Takes two to tango, two to tango, two to really get the feeling of romance. Let's do the tango, do the tango, do the dance of love. You can sail on a ship by yourself, take a nap or a nip by yourself. You can get into debt on your own. There are lots of things that you can do alone, but it takes two to tango, two to tango, two to really get the feeling of romance. Let's do the tango, do the tango, do the dance of love.
Thank you.
two-to-tango, two to really get the feeling of romance. Let's do the tango, do the dance of love. You can croon to the moon by yourself. You can laugh like a loon by yourself. Spend a lot, go to pot on your own. There are lots of things that you can do alone. Yeah, but it takes two to tango, two to really get the feeling of romance. Let's do the tango, do the dance of love. One more time, it takes two to tango, two to really get the feeling of romance. Let's do the tango, do the dance of love. It takes two, darling, it always takes two, and I'm with you.
Pearl Bailey, an actress and a singer with a decidedly distinctive style, with her choral recording of It Takes Two to Tango, written by Al Hoffman and Dick Manning in 1952. It became a signature song for Pearlie Mae whenever she made a personal appearance or was a guest on any number of radio and TV shows. Well, we're going out with a dance now, for our closer is another tango, and it was the top-selling record of 1952. Written by Leroy Anderson, it's his Pops Concert Orchestra, and the song played it a lot during my senior year in high school, Blue Tango. It's been a pleasure dancing with you and the stars today. Please join us again next month for another visit to Past Pleasures. We're always on at speakingofradio.com, and you'll find us easily when you click on the Memory Lane podcast link on our homepage. That's where you'll find convenient links to other features and videos about the music and memories we've shared with you on this and past editions of our podcast. And don't forget to sign up for our Facebook Memory Lane group for all things nostalgic. It's all at speakingofradio.com. Thanks to webmaster Todd Nabel, who has been doing the old soft shoe with us today, and to you out there in podcast land for joining us in our little dance marathon. This is Chuck Shaden. For memory's sake, thanks for listening.